Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. John was in spirit. That means he really fired up for the big game. I believe it refers to his being inspired by the Holy Spirit. The next chapters of Revelation, for example, have seven letters to the congregations, each of which ends saying, hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And so, gather your fears, your burdens, your frustrations, and see with the Apostle John, inspired by God, beyond these turmoils of this world, to see Jesus ascending to the throne of heaven, even as he is walking here amidst his churches with you. Here, with John inspired, Jesus then gives this clarion call in our text, like a trumpet. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He is the first, the source of time, and its last, eternal. He is the first, the source of every good gift, every comfort, every blessing, and its last, their goal. This I am Lord of ours, you remember, appeared to Abraham. And though he was just a homeless Aramean, virtually dead at that, yet promised that one would be born of his descendants who would be a blessing to all the world, and the first and the last brought it all to fulfillment. This I am Lord appeared to Moses, and though his people were captives in the bondage of slavery, yet he promised, I will deliver them. And the first and the last brought it to fulfillment. In the verse before our text, he describes himself as the one who is, who was, and is what will come. You know, if we were to describe ourselves with similar words, I would have to say, I was not, I was born, and I'm dying. But Jesus, who is life and grace, became the was of our death, that we might be with him in that which is to come forever. This is the God, then, who can give us every gift from first to last to establish his kingdom in us, in you, and through us. And yet, like John, immediately following our text, too often we are so caught up in those burdens and frustrations and the turmoil of this world that we're looking the wrong direction. Jesus has to call to us from behind us, turn us around to get our focus back. With that trumpet call, I am the first and the last. I will walk with you. So gather your fears, burdens, frustrations, and imagine yourself with them as John was, exiled on the island of Patmos for refusing to worship the emperor, forced to work in the mines. But worse than any of that physical anguish would have been the emotional anguish. What had happened to his family? His Christian brothers and sisters, how many were persecuted? How many exiled? How many killed? And worst of all, how many under those screws applying the pressure of persecution had fallen away from Christ. In such a situation, wouldn't we ourselves be tempted to feel that Jesus is failing? That He's the last one that we can rely on when His servants and His kingdom are being consumed? And yet, what does Jesus do? He uses this very persecution not only to keep the Apostle John alive, but through it to bring a special comforting message to His people. Jesus shows us that no matter how oppressed we may feel, He remains the first and the last. He can even use the last thing that we would think of, the last thing that we would want, the last thing that we would expect to keep His church first. And so through John, he gives us this vision of Jesus sitting on the throne of heaven and yet walking in the midst of you. Many hammer blows have and will strike notable sparks against Christ's church. But Christ is the anvil that wears out all those hammers. He remains the first and the last. But where are kings and empires of old that went and came? But Lord, your church is praying yet 1,000 years the same. Yes, thousands facing those fiery attacks of Satan have seen through John's inspired words, Jesus is the first, the source of strength and comfort and hope. Jesus is the last, our unfailing helper. Come, Lord Jesus, give us eyes to see. You are sitting on the throne of heaven, even as you are walking in our very midst. Come, Lord Jesus, give us eyes to see beyond the turmoils of this world to your heavenly triumph. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 54, stanzas 1 and 3.